Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Good morning. Today's scripture is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation in which you shine like stars in the world. It is by your holding fast to the word of life that I can boast on the day of Christ that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a libation over the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. And in the same way, you also must be glad and rejoice with me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Carolyn, thank you. You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts this morning be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are working this summer through a particular study that's called A Life Worth Living. This is a supplement program of the Alpha course that comes out of England. We had a wonderful Alpha course experience this past spring. And so this summer we're working through this supplement study called A Life Worth Living. What it is actually, it's a study of Philippians. And we've been working through particular aspects of this letter. We've started out with what it means to have a new heart, and then we went to a new purpose. Last week was a new attitude, and today, new responsibilities. I hope that there are many of you who are working through this study in your Sunday school class or other small group. And these summer sermons are based on these particular chapters. Today, it's new responsibilities. What we are doing, though, is we're working through the letter that Paul wrote to the Philippians. A very joyful letter. Just to catch you up and remind you that Paul is in prison, probably in Ephesus. He has just received a care package from his friends in the city of Philippi, part of this church that he was instrumental in starting. He loves them very much, and they need him. There's a real sense of mutual, deep appreciation, and there's also this sense of, this is kind of a needy congregation, we're starting to understand, that they need Paul. And so Paul kind of keeps giving them instructions on what to do and how to do things and how to maintain their life together. And so they contact him often. We kind of discern this through this letter. But they have sent him a care package in prison by a particular messenger. And this messenger has also told him that things are not quite what they ought to be at home. There's some dissension, a little contentiousness that's going on among the group. And so Paul is writing this letter, not only to boost them up and give them encouragement and give them his love and deep appreciation, but also to talk about it's time to grow up. Philippians. Now, this particular passage for the morning starts out this way. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, I mean, we still have this relationship. You still contact me. You have questions. You've got issues. You've got things that you need for me to help you with. But I'm telling you now, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Now, this particular passage is somewhat of a troubling passage for many. Work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Now, what makes it kind of troubling for those of us in the Protestant tradition? We have grown up with the idea, and has been told with us, that who we are is that we are justified by faith through God's grace alone. Grace by faith alone. That it is God's unconditional love for us. Not something we earn, not something we deserve, but God's unbounded, beautiful, unconditional love for us is the source of our salvation. It is not something that we work for. We simply accept as a gift. That is the power of the gospel, clearly stated in Paul's letter to the Romans and to the Galatians. We are saved by faith alone, not by works. So what does he mean, work out your salvation with fear and trembling? Fear and trembling is also a kind of a biblical poetic. Basically means, take this seriously. It's time for you to fly on your own, to be the church on your own. Because, he says, God will be with you. Now, there is... If those of you who are working this study and have read the study for the day, I personally got caught with a particular story that's in the lesson. And it's by Alan. It's a story of Alan Redpath, who is British. And for a long time, he was what they call a chartered accountant. I think that in England, that means a certified public accountant. For a company called Imperial Chemical Industries. And for years, he was an accountant. Now, he was a professing Christian. But for him, his Christianity was just one thing on the list of things that were important. The thing is, it was not near the top of the list. It was not top. It was not near the top. It was kind of down in the middle of the list. Which means that when something more convenient came along, when something more curious came along, when something more enticing or something, some temptation, or maybe it was a rugby game or some kind of other activity that he felt needed his attention more, he would always capitulate. See, church, his faith, his Christianity was low on the list. Until one day, a friend of his said this, "Alan, is it possible to have a saved soul and a wasted life?" Now, that struck me. I thought that was an incredibly profound statement. I would suggest for those of you who, as soon as this service is over and you're headed for a Sunday school class, that be the question of the day. Some kind of discussion over this very question. Is it possible to have a saved soul and a wasted life? Now, timing has a lot to do with how God works in our life. And it just so happened that timing inflicted Alan Redpath at this moment because he could not get that out of his head. Everywhere he went, this kind of mantra kept playing in his head, saved soul, wasted life, saved soul, wasted life. What does that mean? It meant for him that, yes, he knew he was saved because of the unconditional love and the beauty of God's grace in his life, and yet he was not living it. He was not living out the grace and the gift that God had bestowed on him. He was neglecting it. And so he said, I've got to take this seriously. And so his faith, his life, his Christian life, his church went from kind of middle of the list to the top of the list. And his life changed. And he did live a very remarkably fruitful life in the grace of God. Yeah, he did become a Baptist preacher. Pastorates in England, and also he came to the United States, and for a long time he was the pastor of Moody Bible Church in Chicago. Then he went back and formed a mission society in England, is very prominent, and he died in, I think, in the 60s, but very prominent pastoral leader. Saved soul, wasted life. But Paul says, it is God who does the work. It is God who is at work in you and me, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. While thinking about this, this came to my mind while I was pondering this sermon. With great power comes great responsibility. Have you heard that before? It's a quote by Ben Parker. You know who Ben Parker is? Anybody? I'm so glad some of you are in. Ben Parker is Peter Parker's uncle. And Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Of course, it's not an original quote. It comes by way of Voltaire, and it comes by way of Socrates. It is, you know, one of the great humanity things. With great power comes great responsibility. However, we have a version of this of our own. It comes straight from Jesus. His version goes this way. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded. With great power comes great responsibility. I missed you last week. I was over at the bridge. I was invited over there by David because little Kyler was being baptized, and he gave me the privilege of being the one who helped officiate that service. So that's why I was over at the bridge last Sunday. And I appreciate Dina very much. I understand it was a beautiful service last week. Last week, though, I introduced over there Viktor Frankl and his book called Man's Search for Meaning. Man's Search for Meaning is considered by the U.S. Library of Congress one of the 10 most influential books of the 20th century. It's about Viktor Frankl's time spent in Auschwitz concentration camp during World War II, and his observation of the human condition in the most dire and despicable, desperate situations, and how he tried to understand the difference between those particular persons who gave up in despair and total defeat, while there were others who had this some kind of inner resolve within them, this sense of giving of themselves in spite of the fact that everything around them was just dire, desperate, evil, and cruel. And he thought about it long and hard. And his ultimate conclusion was this. About human freedom. Everything can be taken from a man or a woman, but one thing. The last human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any given set of situations and circumstances. To choose one's own way. That's the pivotal message of the book. When everything else is taken away from us, we still have this kernel of free will, this kernel to choose our attitude. He also has another interesting quote in this book. It's not quite as famous as this one, but he has this idea. It's not yet manifested, but it's an idea that has attracted many people's attention. He says this, "I recommend this to the United States of America. We have the Statue of Liberty in New York. What we also need is a Statue of Responsibility in San Francisco Bay, so that we can wrap our country in this complete idea that with liberty comes responsibility. And when they are together, we then have true freedom." That's Paul's message to this little church in Philippi. Take responsibility. Work out your salvation and shine bright like a star in the cosmos. Hold fast to the word of life, for God is with you and God is at work in you. God is at work in me, enabling you personally and Stonebridge United Methodist Church to do the will and the work of His good pleasure. That's the message of the day. Let us take responsibility for our life together to the glory of God and to the light of the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.